He didn't have to come. He didn't have to leave the glory. He didn't have to stay on that cross. But he did. And that changes everything. He left a throne where angels bowed and filled the heavens crying. Holy, 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 wrapped in glory undying. He traded crowns for thorns, traded worship for the wild. Stepped into our broken world, the Father's only child. He healed the sick, restored the lost, delivered those in chains. He called us by a brand new name and bore our guilt and shame. Yet we looked upon his face and chose to turn away. Rejected him as king and led him to his darkest day. He knew the road ahead of him. He knew the cost, he knew the pain. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he walked it all the same. He took the beating, the piercing, the shaming and the cross, and never once complained about the suffering and the cost. With humility and obedience and patient perfect grace, the Son of God surrendered and he took our place. He stayed when he could have walked away. He stayed and bore the price we could not pay. The greatest act of love the world has ever known was when he didn't come down and face the cross alone. He stayed. They stripped him to the skin and laid the lashes on his back. With every stripe that fell on him, our healing was a fact. They pressed the thorns into his brow, they mocked his holy name. Yet not a word of bitterness, he bore it without blame. He knew the cup was bitter and he asked it to pass by. He bowed his head and surrendered, not my will but thine. For us, the blind, the broken, the wandering and the lost, he set his face like flint and paid the ultimate cost. He knew the road ahead of him. He knew the cost, he knew the pain. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he walked it all the same. He took the beating, the piercing, the shaming and the cross, and never once complained about the suffering and the cost. With humility and obedience and patient perfect grace, the Son of God surrendered and he took our place. He stayed when he could have walked away. He stayed and bore the price we could not pay. The greatest act of love the world has ever known was when he didn't come down and face the cross alone. He stayed broken, bleeding, feeling the weight of every sin that was never his. He looked down from that cross, and instead of calling down fire, he cried, "Father, forgive them." He had no sin, yet he wore ours like a garment. He had all power, yet he chose to stay. Not because he had to, but because he loved us purely, truly, completely. The greatest miracle was not that he died. It was that he could have come down and didn't. He stayed for you, for me. While hanging there between two thieves in agony and loss, he never once regretted what it cost him on that cross. Forgiveness on his lips while bearing all our sin and shame. He bid the Father spare us, took the wrath that should have came. He died so we could live, he took the grave so we go free. He traded his eternity to give us ours completely. 3 days the stone lay cold and sealed, but death could not contain. The King who gave his life for us arose and lives to reign. He took the beating, the piercing, the shaming and the cross. He never once complained about the suffering and the cost. With humility and obedience and patient perfect grace,